Penguin Random House Audio presents The Inner Clock, Living in Sync with Our Circadian Rhythms by Lynn Peoples. Read for you by Brittany Presley. For Dad, and in loving memory of Mom, thank you for giving me rhythm and showing me light. Introduction. Just before the Coast Guard icebreaker Polar Star set off from my hometown of Seattle in December 2020, I sent its commanding officer an early Christmas present, a table lamp. Sure, that may sound on par with socks from Santa, but this was no ordinary lamp. The lamp Amazon overnighted to Captain William Watira was specially designed to emulate the sun's bright bluish-white light, one of the key cues the human body uses to tell time. The COVID-19 pandemic had changed the course for Captain Watira and his crew. Rather than their typical winter cruise south to support scientists in Antarctica, where sunlight never ceases and penguins are plentiful, they were now headed north to hang with polar bears in the unrelenting darkness of the Arctic. I had met Captain Watira through a friend. At the time, as I still am today, I was telling anyone who would listen about the amazing little clocks inside our cells and the essential role daylight plays in keeping them ticking right. Metaphorically, of course. I was both intrigued and concerned by the scant supply of sun that awaited the icebreaker crew. The gift was my crude attempt to help Captain Watira keep his biological rhythms beating as steadily as possible over the next few months. I suggested he sit in front of the lamp for 20 to 30 minutes within the first couple of hours of waking up, a tip I'd gleaned from my early research. I'm not sure I had Captain Watira convinced, but he gamely placed the lamp on his desk aboard the 399-foot ship, beside a couple of bottles of Purell, and beneath a wall-mounted navigational compass. As Polar Star departed, he at least feigned enthusiasm about the light's potential to boost his smarts, happiness, and health, and maybe even limit his visits to the onboard Polar Starbucks. At this very moment, a symphony of miniature timepieces is ticking throughout your body, in your stomach and skin, in your liver and lungs, even in the bones and muscles of your legs. It is directing you to feel everything you feel, hungry, sleepy, alert, strong, at just the right time. At a minimum, it wants you to be active during the day and restful in the evening. And it is constantly on the lookout for clues to ensure it remains in sync with the sun. Orchestrating this round-the-clock production, termed your circadian rhythm, is a master timekeeper in your brain. Unfortunately, you don't have to travel to the North or South Pole to derail this life-sustaining system. Threats come from all directions. Artificial light, jet lag, contrived time zones, air pollution, late-night meals, and myriad other modern insults wreak havoc on our internal clocks, leaving them beating to different drums. This can sabotage sleep, reduce productivity, and raise risks of ailments. Obesity, heart disease, hair loss, digestive disorders, and depression make the mounting list. Need another worry to keep you up at night? The consequences of circadian disruption may even be passed down to future generations. I found it difficult at first to believe that mistimed clocks could cause so much damage. If circadian rhythms had such far-reaching impacts, why wasn't everyone talking about them? Why had I learned nothing about them in school? Maybe their tireless ticking had been too obvious for us to take notice. Our physiology and behavior evolved to be highly rhythmic, and that regularity remains deeply, almost invisibly, embedded in our everyday lives and in the lives of the creatures around us. Nearly all life on Earth developed internal cycles to pair with the predictable patterns of the sun, its illumination of the sky, and other environmental cues, such as temperature and tides. Different species, from cyanobacteria to corn to cheetahs, leverage variations of this complex biological mechanism. Take a starling or bunting, for example. These birds can pick a flight course and hold to it by using their inner clocks to compensate for the reliable movement of the sun or constellations. Then there's us, with our clock-scrambling streetlights, smartphone screens, and shift work schedules. Too little light during the day and too much light at night leads the assault on our biological rhythms. As we live more of our hours indoors, we experience less contrast between day and night. This makes it harder for our bodies to distinguish the two. Countless other changes set our clocks apart from our ancestors and confound our clocks, from the rapidity with which we cross continents, to the pervasive contaminants tainting our environment, to the odd times we eat and exercise. Early humans traveled only as far and as fast as their feet could carry them. They didn't drink from plastic water bottles or spew pollutants from tailpipes. They had no electronic screens or 24-hour fitness centers or microwaves to heat post-workout late-night burritos. And they certainly never drew arbitrary lines on a map to dictate the time. Losing track of our internal time has proven disastrous. It's fair to say our clocks have gone cuckoo. The crazy thing is, we could have predicted our predicament. Humans have long been compelled to measure the passage of time with sundials, grandfather clocks, and neon-colored swatches. And like all species, humans are instinctively attuned to the sun's 24-hour cycle. We seek homes with south-facing windows and skylights and carry babies outside for doses of sunshine. We buy blackout curtains. We may notice how much sharper and more energetic we feel at certain times of the day and lament the out-of-whack feeling that inevitably comes after a long-distance flight or even with certain phases of the moon. Now, the science is finally catching up with our shared intuition. While references to living rhythms can be found in the Bible and ancient Greek and Chinese texts, modern science has only recently exposed our internal clock's elaborate machinery, the astounding breadth of its functions, and its profound sway over our bodies and our culture. Only in the last few years have we begun connecting the dots and developing the tools to put this information to life and world-changing use. Armed with advances in biology and technology, today's renaissance in circadian science is uncovering potent strategies to recover lost rhythms and to leverage their power for a healthier, happier, and more sustainable and equitable world. Leading science and innovation organizations are joining in. In the U.S., the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, or DARPA, is developing implantable and ingestible bioelectronic devices to manipulate circadian rhythms, while NASA is enlisting special sun-mimicking lights to keep astronauts' bodies connected to the 24-hour Earth day. These efforts couldn't come soon enough. We can and need to make many more moves, as both individuals and as a society, to reverse the escalating epidemic of broken circadian clocks. The list of things under circadian control is so long, and the driving factors so ubiquitous, that you'd be hard-pressed to find anyone unaffected. Yet many of us remain unaware that we've been living and performing suboptimally. Do you struggle to get a good night's sleep? Are you among the approximately 1 in 5 employed Americans who work outside of traditional daytime hours? Are you among the 9 in 10 who work indoors? How about the 99% of us affected by light pollution? The groundbreaking discoveries in the burgeoning field include a link between light exposure and the healthy development of the brain, even while a fetus is in the womb. There is research that shows the coordination of our circadian clocks affects the composition of microbial squatters in our guts and vice versa. There are also studies that show that restricting meals to daylight hours, the shorter the window the better, could help stave off cancer, diabetes, and a host of other diseases. Even adjusting the time chemotherapy is administered may bolster its ability to attack some tumors. The COVID-19 pandemic brought further attention to the importance of biological timing. Our immune system is under the control of our clocks, and keeping clocks strong and well-tuned is critical for fighting off contagions. SARS-CoV-2 is no exception. COVID-19 data further showed that the time of day a person is exposed, tested, or vaccinated may affect their prognosis, results, or level of protection. One scientist I spoke to called the pandemic a huge chronobiological experiment. Many of us revised our daily routines while setting personal records for screen time. We may have noticed that these changes affected our sleep, mood, and productivity. Some of us enjoyed an uptick in our sleeping hours. Others endured more sleepless nights. Whether we were aware or not, lots of us learned how to listen to our biological clocks, not just
Sample complete. Ready to continue?